photonized Herbig-Haro objects in the Orion Nebula through Deep High Spectral Resolution Spectroscopy 3, HH514, by J. E. Mendez Delgado et al. We analyze the physical conditions and chemical composition of the photonized Herbig-Haro object HH514, which emerges from the Propylide 170 to 337 in the core of the Orion Nebula. We use high spectral resolution spectroscopy from OVACE at the Very Large Telescope and IFU spectra from MEGARA at the Gran Telescopio de Canarias. We observe two components of HH514, the jet base and a knot, with Na equals 2.3 plus or minus 0.1 times 10 to the power of 5 cm3 and Na equals 7 plus or minus 1 times 10 to the power of 4 cm3, respectively, both with Te approximately equals 9000 K. We show that the chemical composition of HH514 is consistent with that of the Orion Nebula, except for Fe, Ni and S, which show higher abundances. The enhanced abundances of Fe and Ni observed in HH objects compared with the general interstellar medium is usually interpreted as destruction of dust grains. The observed sulfur overabundance, more than 2 times solar, is challenging to explain since the Propylide photo evaporation flow from the same disk shows normal sulfur abundance. If the aforementioned S overabundance is due to dust destruction, the formation of sulfides and or other S-bearing dust reservoirs may be linked to planet formation processes in protoplanetary disks, which filter large sulfide dust grains during the accretion of matter from the disk to the central star. We also show that published kinematics of molecular emission close to the central star are not consistent with either a disk perpendicular to the optical jet, nor with an outflow that is aligned with it. This was photonized Herbig-Haro objects in the Orion Nebula through Deep High Spectral Resolution Spectroscopy 3, HH514, by J. E. Mendez Delgado et al.